gathered together in the Great Mayhem Manor are the most powerful forces of beer ever assembled. Matty Mayhem. The Binks. Flex Armstrong. Dedicated to aroma, appearance, and flavor for all beer kind. Their mission, save the world, one brew at a time. They are the Brewsaders.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Brewsaders podcast featuring Flex Armstrong. Was that bad?
Yeah, it was you, so it sucked. But I'm Matty Mayhem.
Fuck you.
Today, I enjoyed it, Flex. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
I hope the listeners can hear it. Fucking mumble
yeah,
mouth.
Yeah, me too.
Mumbles Menino.
Oh, that was someone we didn't introduce.
Sup, y'all.
Special guest this week.
Special guest, local stand-up comedian.
Dave Caggiano, the Italiano.
Caggiano, the Italiano.
What's happening?
What?
What did you say? Oh, what's happening?
Oh.
That
was like a different language. I didn't know what you said there.
Yeah. You must have been speaking Italiano.
Do you know Italian?
No, God, no.
No?
Dude, my grandmother doesn't even know English anymore. She's pretty old, but she used to know Italian. Yeah. Wait,
so what does she know now?
No, now she doesn't know a language.
Oh, that's rough.
Now yeah. She knows old lady.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
She just walks around handing out hard candies to people.
Yeah.
I love hard candies.
Too many IPAs for her, I think. Gets to the brain, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. One word. He's going to replace you on the show. Get off your fucking phone.
I'm logging it in. All right, it's down.
Well, right. What else you got? What happened to you this week, Flex?
I went to Medusa Brewery in Hudson, Mass.
You didn't tell me that. We worked together. You didn't tell me that.
I did tell you that.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
I thought I did before the weekend, but I went there for the 2-year anniversary, got a little lit, you know, had a couple of beers, tried some I didn't like, and had a good time.
I've heard wicked good things about that brewery, though.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Actually, my cousin's out there, too.
It's good stuff.
I wasn't paying attention. Where'd you go?
Medusa,
where's that?
In Hudson, Mass.
Are all the good breweries, like, tucked away in like, the boondocks? You know, like Vermont, land of breweries, but why Vermont?
Vermont sucks because there's nothing to do up there.
Yeah,
so that's all they do is
get shit faced.
They just fucking drink beer.
Brew
beer and hump trees. That's what I mean. What else do they do up there?
They hump trees?
It's Vermont, yeah.
I thought they just made maple syrup.
That's how you get maple syrup. You just plug it in a tree and boom, comes out.
And you pull out and it
yeah.
comes out.
Where have you been?
So you have sex with a tree.
Yep.
You
just not right.
I mean you gotta
to climax. You have sex exactly. to climax.
Yeah.
Well, and then
the tree has to climax.
Yeah, the tree climax. Yeah. That's what it is.
Have you never made maple syrup?
What if your ejaculate gets in the maple syrup?
Well, that's why you pull up.
Dude, there's probably just one arborist listening to this right now just losing his mind. Like, that's not how you fucking make syrup.
That's how he makes
maple
syrup.
These kids are idiots.
This doesn't sound
right. This is the first time he tuned into this podcast.
We've never claimed to not be idiots, so, in our defense.
This is true, but I am somewhat of an arborist myself.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
I never heard of that word before until now, but I'm going to...
It's fucking tree.
You have camo on your shirt right now, so I'm in. I believe
you. I'm part arbor right now.
I believe you.
I can't see that part of you, so that sucks.
There you go.
It's like I'm looking right through you.
Why? Don't do that.
Don't wear camo there.
I'm a physical being. You can see me right here. I'm tangible. Don't touch me, though.
I would never touch you.
Don't touch me, bro.
I don't know why my hands are on my head. I feel weird right now.
Okay. So.
Just keep my hands in my head.
Mr. Italiano.
What's up, dude?
You're a stand-up comedian.
Right.
What got you into that?
Well, honestly, you guys ever watch Seinfeld? That was kind of my first intro to it.
Never even heard of Seinfeld.
Oh, shut up. That's one of the best shows of all time.
I don't know. I just see weird shit all the time. And I make myself, it makes me laugh to myself, so try to, like, before I came here, I was at Barnes and Noble, and there was a dude sitting, there was a couple sitting there, and they're planning a wedding. There was a wedding planner, and the kid said, I just want, after I say I do, for her brother to get up here and attach a ball and chain to my leg.
That'd be the dumbest thing I think I'd ever seen.
What the fuck?
No, and he was serious. And the wedding planner was going along with it, like he could make it happen.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
Like a legitimate ball chain, or just like a plastic?
I was just sitting there laughing. Dude.
Sketchy.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. And then he goes, well, the girlfriend was like, oh, that's offensive, obviously, because that's offensive.
Yeah, no shit.
And he was like, either that or I want, once I say I do, I want John Cena to come out of nowhere, and I want the music to start. And then he starts going, do-do-do-do.
Now that's better than a ball and chain.
Oh man, those are two terrible ideas.
I was like, oh. You just ever see a couple and immediately they're just like, they're not gonna make it?
Yeah. All the time.
But usually aren't planning a wedding, right?
Well, you never know. I don't think I've ever noticed someone planning a wedding. But I don't go to Barnes and Nobles. I'm not an educated type of person.
Yeah, I don't know. That was like the first time I've been in there in a couple of years, and I probably won't go back.
I think if I go there, I'm looking for comic books. And then I usually walk out because
they don't have them.
They don't have them.
Read a lot of comic books?
Not anymore.
Really?
No.
Dude, I just learned about, I was just talking to
a very expensive hobby.
She was saying that there's a type of comic book where you read backwards. It's like Japanese comic books.
Anime?
Manga. No.
Manga?
No, manga. There you go. That's the name.
Yeah.
You read that shit backwards?
Well, Japanese read stuff backwards.
Yeah. That's
no,
so
they read
weird.
Stuff top to bottom.
But it in reverse order. Like, they start at the back of the book.
There's just a Japanese arborist listening to this right now. Like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Working on his little Zen garden. These idiots. They know nothing.
Yeah, no, she reads it backwards.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to second that. Yeah.
Do you read it in English backwards?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's like they're printed in English, but they're just backwards.
Nobody understands Japanese. Why would you read it in Japanese?
But that's so confusing if you didn't know it was like that, because comic books are just squares. So you would just...
Dude, comic books in themselves are very difficult to read.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah. I don't really think it qualifies as reading.
Oh, it does.
You think?
If it didn't, then he'd never read anything in his life.
Unfortunately, this is true. There's some books. I think Batman's one of them. It's a lot of text in there. That's almost like one full chapter in like a fifth grade book. I'm telling you.
I read so many books this year. Oh, any notable authors? Yeah, you guys know Stan Lee.
I read probably 8 books a day.
Dude, you're wicked smart.
Doesn't matter that 90% of the page is a picture, but
yeah.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah. That's what
just actually, gaze at it.
When I would buy the books, those were my favorite pages, is when it's just all one big fucking picture and it says like 3 words.
Boom.
Yeah.
Kapow.
Yeah.
Yes.
That. Reading's hard. Days.
Reading is hard.
I should start reading again.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure that would help your comedy. So
probably not.
Obviously, well, it could. You learn new words.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Seinfeld.
Yeah.
He's an influence of yours, obviously. Mm. Who else?
Dude, fucking Bill Burr.
Did you say your dad?
Yeah.
His dad? My dad. Dude, I posted an Instagram today of my dad talking at a retirement party and just absolutely crushing and making everyone die laughing. And then a video of me next to it doing awful at a comedy club.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
like father.
So how many?
Yeah,
how many shows have you done?
I try to do a couple a week, whether they be an open mic or just a like a book show. I have a show on Thursday. You said this is coming out Thursday.
Hopefully,
maybe.
I'll try.
It comes out before Thursday night. I have a show at Improv Boston at 7. It's a stand up jam. There's a bunch of good comedians there. It's a mixture of like professional and amateur comedians. It's $5. It's a good way to expensive. Kick off your Thursday night. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I always wanted to be like a stand-up comedian, but...
What would you talk about?
That's the problem.
Porn.
I don't even know. That would be
love
his.
Me some porn.
That'd be his.
Yeah.
I recently found the Vivid station on my Sirius radio.
Oh, God.
What?
Oh, yeah.
There's a porn radio station.
Manga porn.
Audio porn.
Yep.
Manga. Really?
Manga. Whatever it was.
Why are you yelling?
Backwards.
Manga! Manga!
Watches the video backwards.
It started off cool. But then, after about an hour of listening...
You listened to it for an hour?
Yeah, what?
I like porn, what can I say?
That's how long it takes to climax to just porn audio.
Well, yeah.
Actually. without the video, it's just really, really difficult.
I mean, you have to listen at least like 15 minutes to see who the DJ is, to see what her name is, to look her up.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, she plays music?
Well, no, she talks.
That's it, she just talks?
She takes callers and...
Oh.
This sounds stupid.
No, well, it was, at first it was hilarious, because the first phone call I heard was... Hi, yeah, your videos, they make me horny. Like, just like
that. Oh, perfect.
You waited an hour on the phone to say that. But then it just got weird, and it's just a bunch of kids like to take it in the butt. But so they talk to like female.
Do people call in what and just fuck? Talk about like their sexual preferences, or do they tell like stories?
Some of them will. Why are they called DJs still if they're just women talking?
I don't know.
I don't. The host, I guess. The host will have like a question like, where's the weirdest place you had sex or stuff like that. But then a lot of the times, and this is usually when I change the channel because I'll be sitting at my parking lot at work and I don't want people to hear it. the host wants to get the caller off.
No way.
What the?
Wait, the host?
Yeah.
Like, so it's like, it's almost like a sex.
Hostess. Yeah, it's always a woman.
That's cool, but the thing is, then you have to just hear a guy like...
That's where it gets weird.
Getting off,
Because then, like, you hear the dude, but then a lot of them are into, like, BDSM stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they're like, she's like, oh, I'm going to stick a strap on in your ass. And he's like, oh, yeah.
So, dude, no, that's great entertainment value, though.
Well, it's funny for a little bit.
That's hilarious.
But then you're sitting there for a while, and you're like, oh, man, I spent way too much time of my own life listening to these, like, three dudes get off.
That's some headphone listening.
Yeah, I'm
So good. That's so funny. It's funny because they cater their entire show to the needs of a single guy.
Yeah.
Like, none of their audience is going to enjoy that except that one guy that's on the phone line with them.
Yeah. And these dudes wait on the phone for like 2 hours at a time.
Weirdo.
It's nuts.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm not... I mean, this podcast is pretty great, but I'm not going to say... You know, it might do a little better if you guys... Just tried to get your guests off.
No, thank you.
Yeah, right.
Wait, no? Wait, no? Okay.
You're our first guest.
Okay. Oh, what? Me? Little old me? Okay.
Oh, that would be awkward.
Yeah, it would.
Call up like Domino's, be like, hey,
Domino's, how you doing?
These are the Brusaders, and we want to get you off on air. Like,
what's your name, call taker?
Did you want a pizza?
What's your name, call taker? You're the call taker. You're the one taking the call.
That's true. Well, if you're calling them, aren't they taking the call?
So what's this? What's this?
You're the caller.
What's this beer?
If you call Domino's,
yep.
How are you the call taker?
Because you're the one taking the call.
I thought you'd be the caller.
So anyway, let's get to the beer. How about that?
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, he hasn't started drinking it yet.
What are we drinking? The guest. Yeah. I'm gonna. I'll put this one aside.
He's fucking hammered.
What is that you're drinking there?
I don't know. Green Flash West Coast IPA from San Diego.
You sponsored by them?
No, but I'm just don't. Isn't this what you guys do? Say the beer.
Well, we all drink. We all drink the beer together.
Oh, all right.
It's camaraderie.
Okay, word.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So this week we have it's called Pure Fury by Rheingeist, which is Cincy made, and it's a hoppy pale ale. And I don't want to read the blurb in the back.
Well, you're gonna, because I'm not fucking doing it.
There's a weird quote on the back.
I do it all the goddamn
time. So the can itself is, like royal blue, and it's got a red, orange, and yellow stripe.
Yeah,
I want to read this one. I want to read this one.
You want to read
it? I do want to read it.
Let's talk about the can first.
Let's talk
real quick. I don't like the can cover.
You don't like the can cover?
For one reason. It looks, so it has the colors of the German flag on it, and also has a skull on the front. Which kind of aren't the best combo.
To me, it looks like hippies.
Teardrop skull.
Really? Yeah, it's a teardrop skull.
And Jamaicans.
See, what I see.
Rastacol- well, it needs the green. There's no green.
I see somebody with like the Kanye West sunglasses, and he's at the beach, so he has the white stuff, the zinc on his nose.
Oh.
Now, see, to me, that's a striped bikini. and that person has a tattoo on their stomach.
That's cleavage sweat?
Yeah, that's a little bit
of cleavage sweat in the shape of a skull.
Yes, it can happen.
Perfect. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Some serious STDs.
That makes sense.
Do not get with her.
I'm all set. And she's German.
Reinheist.
Because obviously.
Well, I mean, it's called Pure. You ever see that movie Fury? It's it was the tank movie came out a few years ago.
Oh yeah. Oh, I only know Brad Pitt's haircut in it. Because every what? No, I never saw the movie, but I know people literally go into my barbershop and be like, yo, you see Brad Pitt in Fury, make my hair like that.
Yeah, I think Flex did that, right?
Yeah.
For a little bit.
No.
Yeah, a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, no, he did.
I don't think so.
Yeah, for a short time.
And honestly, that's kind of a Hitler Youth haircut. So the theme is, we're sticking to the theme here of this German cover can.
Now,
I took what he said the completely wrong way. Now, he said he only knows Brad Pitt's haircut. I thought he like knew his personally? Haircut was like a person, like his name's
no,
Frank.
You know his haircut? You know his hair? No, that way. Yeah, I never saw the movie, but I know Brad.
Yeah, it is a very German-esque.
Now, as an here. Italian, you don't side with the Germans,
nah,
don't you?
I'm not about that fascist lifestyle, bro.
No,
that ain't me.
I love a nice fascism.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What's the best part of fascism?
Being in control.
True.
Yeah.
A lot of us don't have control.
Suppressing minorities.
I was gonna say the F.
Fucking.
No, just the F. That's the best part of fascism. Just the F.
See, I like the AS. C, because it's close enough to ass.
Ism.
Ashed.
Fash.
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 Fascism.
Fascia.
I like ism in any word. If there's a word with ism in it, I'm picking ism.
Yeah, because you kind of sound smarter.
Yeah.
When you say it.
What if it's jism?
Jism?
There you go. Now you don't sound smarter.
Prove me wrong real quick.
All right, so there's a blurb in the back that Mr. Matty Mayhem wants to read.
All right.
Take it.
Should I read it with some voices, or should
read
I just...
Read it like a German.
Yeah, you have to.
I can't do any accent except for Jamaican.
On. You can't do
Stop
Jamaican.
Stop being modest.
You're Jamaican, then.
It always just comes out Jamaican. I'm not going to do an accent.
All right.
I'm just going to read it like a regular person, actually. What's the meaning of this madness? Can I help you? Are you?
I thought you said regular person. My bad. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was a regular... What's the meaning of this madness? And he turned, laughed, and roared to the sky. 2 inches and 3 minutes of pure fury.
Stop
Sounds
there.
Like sex.
Stop there.
God. You don't want me to keep going? There's more to read.
This talk about my dick.
With his axe held high, thunder cracked, his beard burst into flames, and hops began to rain down from the sky.
Okay, you can't tell me that's not about the Holocaust.
Hops don't rain down from the sky. This sounds amazing to me.
All right. I'll buy into it for a little.
I mean, 2 inches and 3 minutes of pure fury sounds like Irish sex to me.
It sounds like a beer god to me.
Mm.
Like a Thor-type character?
Yeah.
Mm.
His beard turns to fire. Mm. And he rains it down on the Jews because it's clearly about the Holocaust.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, are you calling Rheingeist?
No, Rheingeist isn't like...
Because that we've had a beer by them before. Maybe not on this podcast, but on another podcast we used to do, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, it was really good.
They put out good beer.
It was different colors, though.
But it was the same can, different colors.
Yes.
It was more green.
It was green and blue and...
Greener days.
White?
More reefer-related, I would say.
Yeah, very it had a happier name than Pure Fury.
That was the best 3 minutes of my life. And it only took 2 inches.
Were you talking about the sex, or you talking about the blurb you read?
Wait.
Both. All right, yeah, that silence right there wasn't good.
What did
you said? You said wait, and then you stopped.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to figure out why it's two. So they're talking about 2 inches and 3 minutes of pure fury.
I think it's a joke.
What does that refer to, though?
Intercourse, I would imagine.
You think?
Yeah.
They're giving themselves 3 minutes?
Well,
it's not bad.
2 inches.
Yeah, the 2 inches. The 2 inches.
Pure fury, though.
Maybe there's still like
that's,
a real
that's
rough
intense.
Thumb fuck. I mean, the thumb's about 2 inches, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You can't really go like this for 3 minutes without getting tired.
Yeah, 3 minutes would be about the limit.
Yeah. So they definitely talk about thumb fuck.
He's got the axe in the other hand.
Yeah, maybe he was chopping down a tree.
Oh, he's an axe in one hand? Damn.
But why 2 inches?
What's the meaning of this madness? That starts it off.
What's the meaning
What of is this? The meaning of this madness?
This is like the best poem we never read in a literature class.
Meaning is madness. Yink. But then he laughed.
He turned.
And then he roared.
He turned, laughed, and roared to the sky.
Weird.
So he went, "What's the meaning of this madness?" And then he turned and went, "Ha ha 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 ha," and then went, "Ah!" at the sky.
And then said,
"That's not how I roar, but I really can't roar."
Then said, 2 inches and 3 minutes of pure fury with his axe.
Oh, no. Dry. Okay. So he roared that to the sky.
2 inches
of fury. So he screamed that. He screamed that at the sky.
Yep. Yep.
Which is a long, long thing to scream because you think about all the breath you're using when you're screaming.
The two hops in it?
Okay. So they're saying that this is kind of a mythical beer god, and he's the one
which
that
is
makes,
what I said.
He's the one that makes this beer.
He makes
hops. So it's not about the Holocaust. It's all not. Right, I'm so I'm that's on me. That's right. Really on me.
I don't understand the 2 minutes though.
I really two that's inches. Just.
I figured it would have been the hops, but from the bottom of the can it says, I think 3. I don't know. I thought 2.
Wait, what? 2 inches? You think that's what means?
Well, yeah, but. Because it said hops began to rain down from the sky.
Maybe the it only...
And I was thinking
two,
it was...
2 inches? Yeah,
I'm just... All right. So
I want to know what the 2 inches is.
I need to talk on it. This gentleman... Confusing. This gentleman, he's the pure fury guy. He is the god of beer. Mm-hmm. Okay?
I'm and with you.
This is...
We'll call him Adolf Thor.
This is where... Yeah, sure, we can call him that. This is where...
Werewolf.
This is where... Hops were made. Okay? So that's what's going on here. This is the first time our Earth, our existence, saw hops. He had to ejaculate the hops. That's what the 2 inches in pure... He's got a small penis. I think we're all in agreement.
There's no way this god... but he's there's no way a dude with an axe has a small penis. Maybe the axe is his penis. Maybe that's actually what they're talking about.
I mean, if he's got a giant axe, he's probably trying to make up for a small penis.
That's possible.
All right, well... Either way, I just think it kind of doesn't make any sense.
How's he holding it high, though?
But the beer's good.
The beer is good.
The beer's very good. Beer. I'm almost done with mine.
Hoppy pale ale.
What do you got for us, Flex?
Never mind.
Never mind.
I'm still trying to figure out
I don't want to talk on this podcast.
I'm trying to figure out this fucking...
Just figured it out. We've all got our own different theories.
I don't know.
I
like it, though.
It's not too hoppy. It doesn't taste like pine trees all that much. It's a good IPA.
What was the first beer you ever had?
I was very young. I don't know.
You don't remember what type?
Probably don't want to remember.
It was probably Miller Genuine Draft.
First one I had was Bud Light, and it was absolutely
Wait,
disgusting.
Did you just get excited about Miller Genuine Draft?
That was the first one I had, too. Well, Miller High Life, I think.
I was a child.
Well, all right.
I was not of age.
First full beer was probably a Miller, you think?
Oh, my first full beer?
Yeah.
No, it was probably like a PBR.
Not like a taste.
Full beer meaning like you finished it or like your first time going out drinking and like remember. You grab that thing.
No, like you're underage. You're at a party.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine was probably like
the
a
first
PBR.
Like, oh, we're going to a party tonight. Like, we need to get beer from James, who's
from
older.
Sketch,
from someone's older brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What'd they get you?
Yeah, it was Bud Light.
Yeah.
Probably Bud Light.
I think I was a PBR because it was cheaper.
I definitely didn't finish the Bud Light.
I don't think I knew what PBR
or Keystone.
Was.
You were drinking Budweiser.
I'm gonna piss.
The Binks.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't drink Budweiser.
Jerry with a little penis.
He drank Budweiser. Jerry. I was drinking screwdrivers.
Oh, okay. See, I was drinking Jack Daniels.
When was this?
When I was 18.
Okay.
This was probably when you were 18 too.
You're drinking Jack Daniels when you're 18?
Yeah. I wanted to be a rock
savage.
Star.
Dude, that is pretty... It's pretty intense.
Yeah.
He had a myth about him in high school.
Yeah, there was a story. Yeah.
About you?
Yeah.
In Jack Daniels?
Yep.
What was the myth?
He drove, 1985?
1987. Mercury Grand Marquis.
Yeah.
So basically like old Ironside.
It was a tank.
Vehicle form.
Yeah.
And everybody said, they didn't know if it was true or not, but they all said, oh, do you know him? He sits out before the school starts in his car, and he drinks a fifth of Jack every morning.
Damn. Yeah. No way. Yeah. Did you?
Now he drinks beer.
I will not say or I will not confirm nor deny because
it cheapens the myth.
The myth is what makes it so good.
Right. Dude.
If you don't have a myth about you, really, are you... listen, you don't really add or take anything away, so...
Fuck you. I'm going to miss you, Flex.
So yeah, if you don't have a myth about you, what's the point?
Dude, so you were drinking I don't think I bought a hard alcohol that was more than $12.
I had to get someone to buy it for me.
You definitely weren't doing it though. There's no way.
Dude, that's insane, though. I remember freshman year of college buying a handle of Evan Williams, taking one shot and throwing it up through my nose onto the floor of a dorm room.
That sounds about right. That happened to me the first time I had...
And then I traded the whole handle away for beer.
One beer?
Well, no, for like a 30 of like Natty Light.
Bacardi 151. That was the first time I ever threw up from alcohol.
Really?
Yeah.
I've only thrown up twice, I think, from alcohol. Bacardi 151, that's intense. You can light that on fire, right?
Yeah.
You ever done that?
We did a double shot of it. That was the first time, and it literally went down and then came straight back up.
That's disgusting. First time I threw up
from alcohol, the same thing, but it's tequila. As soon as it touched the little hangy thing, it came right back up.
That was gross.
Automatic throw up.
First time I threw up was at your house in Amherst.
Really?
We're talking about alcohol, not just in general.
From alcohol. Prick.
He was just trying to watch his figure.
So taking shots of fucking lemon lime Rubinoff after we had already killed like a 30 rack of fucking Bush Light.
Yeah. Dude, I miss Bush
Disgusting.
Light. Never thought I'd say that.
That's all I had.
It's the nostalgia, dude. It's the nostalgia of it.
I don't think I've ever had Bush Light. Or
really?
Bush.
It's so good.
Do you?
No, it's not that good. But it's so. But it's not good, but, no, it's, but it's so good.
I mean, if you gotta have a light beer, I'm going Miller Lite or Coors Light.
Dude, Miller sucks, but Coors Light for sure. You know what's weird? If you go like out west, like I went out to Colorado, everyone out like Coors Light out here is like looked down upon.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's not. Yeah, it's not a cool thing to drink Coors Light out here. But if you go out there, everyone drinks Coors Light.
Yeah, I went out there one time. I was of age, but I was hanging out with my cousin who was a little younger than me, and we went to a party with everybody his age, obviously.
Yeah.
So I brought Sam Adams. They don't drink Sam Adams out there.
Not at all.
No, they really only drink Coors Light.
They do. They have a bunch of wicked good breweries out there. When I went to Colorado, I tried like this brewery, Upslope Brewing. Wicked good. It's like run by a bunch of snowboarders. And like everyone's drinking that and like a bunch of other different microbrews. Like when we were just like hanging out. But when people want to like drink to get fucked up, they drink Coors Light.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Well, I mean, it is. I will say it's a good party beer.
No, it is for sure.
Games.
Yeah,
and stuff
exactly,
like that.
Exactly.
It goes down easy in Dodge beer.
Yeah.
You guys never played Dodge beer?
No, never.
No, that's the fucking game to play. You want to get drunk?
How do you play?
Well, how do you play? That's a great question, Flex.
And we'll get right back to it after we review the Pure Fury.
All
right,
I like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Flavor wise, I mean, I don't say that there's not much of a flavor to it, but I'd say it's your run of the mill IPA.
Yeah,
A little less piney than a regular IPA, I would say.
Yeah, it is. Definitely.
It's definitely not as hoppy as as I was thinking it was going to be. Don't put hoppy pale ale if it's not going to be.
That's true.
Sorry? Yeah. It is a hoppy pale ale because a pale ale doesn't have a hoppy taste.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a pale ale, but there's a little bit of hoppy.
It's got the slight,
So I think it's good for what it is.
Yeah, what they're putting out is.
It's got the perfect
name. I'm buying what they're selling.
Well, yeah, I'm buying it anyways, even though it
picking up what they're
Holocaust.
Putting down over there.
Oh, yeah.
It's 5.7% alcohol. It's pretty low.
Is it? It's low for an IPA. This is a pale ale. This isn't an IPA.
Yeah,
it's walking the line, so I feel like it should be a little bit higher than that. Price-wise, for a six-pack, I think it was like... I don't remember.
You got to stop.
It's probably $12.
$11.
Yeah.
So it's not bad price-wise. I'm ready to go. I got a number for it.
Oh, fuck.
You don't have a number. You don't have a calculator.
What are you... What's your
scale
system?
Of 0 to 100?
It's the BS rating system.
Okay,
I don't know what that means.
Fuck that is.
It's the Brusaders
score.
BS
rating system. The Brusaders score rating system. What are you giving it?
So I'm gonna give it an 86. It's just a good sit down beer if you're looking for something to drink.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm going 83 though.
I'm going 85.
I don't know the system, but. What's your highest rated beer?
Not this one. It's 1 to 100.
It's a lot like school.
What do you rate Bush Light? Because this is like this is about 30 points below whatever you put Bush Light at.
What the hell's wrong with
what?
You?
No, I'm just fucking around.
Like Bush Light
I just told you it's the nostalgia.
You're giving us a negative 30.
Pump nostalgia into a. Take offense to that. No, I'd rate this on a scale of 1 to 100. This is in the. Yeah, this is in the 80s. It's a pale ale. It's a hoppy pale ale. It accomplished what it set out to do.
We need an exact number
from
you. Did I say 80s?
You said it's in the 80s.
All right, I'm going to go. I'm going to lowball you and say 82.
Oh.
Why?
Because it's not Bush Light.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Messed up again.
Do you know how to do simple math?
I have a hard time with the calculator. What'd you give me? 86 plus 83 plus
85
plus 82?
Yeah.
84
what? This motherfucker's good at math. We got our own calculator right over here.
Hey.
That's the only number in that little range.
That doesn't mean that's what it's going to be. It could have been like 84.6.
Nasty. We could go to memorizing numbers. What's my home phone number?
You really want to
say it? I don't know your home phone number.
Well, you know what the prize is for getting the BS rating correct?
I don't.
You grab the next round of beer.
You got to get the next beer. All right, so let us tell you, the listener, that you can go to BruceAdersPodcast.com, and there you'll find everything Bruce Aders. Fucking grab a beer, dude.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, all right.
Maddie Mayhem.
What?
What's that include?
What does what include?
Everything Bruce Aders.
You got the Facebook, the Twitter. We have an Instagram, but we don't post.
Word.
Yeah. You can follow us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. And that's about it.
Nice. I like it.
All right. I'm glad you like it. So let's tell the boys, these young men over here, about the Dodge Bear there.
I'm going to let you do that.
About what?
The Dodge Bear. So you take a table. Any old table will do. A table like that.
Mm-hmm.
You put one beer can on one corner.
Yep.
So you have a beer can on each corner.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's a six-corner hexagonal table, because you're only playing with four corners.
Well, if you're playing hexagonal, you can have a three-person team.
You could have... Well, actually, that might be fun.
Yeah. Okay. So, the beer in front of you is your beer can.
Okay.
Someone will throw the ball at the beer can. The ping pong ball.
Yep.
And if it bounces off your beer can, you have to chase the ball and get it. And then tap your can.
Yep.
And while you're doing this, the person who threw the ball cracks theirs open and chugs it.
And drinks, right. I've played this.
You might know it as murder ball or something like
that. I call it stop.
We call it dodge. We call it dodge beer, and it doesn't make any sense.
You call it dodge? Oh, dodge beer? Okay.
Because every time I tell someone I'm playing dodge beer, they're like, what is it? Did you just throw beer cans at each other?
That's what I initially thought, too.
That sounds pretty
That'd be fun. That'd be fucking
dude, that's
awesome.
Like a that's actually a great, well... That's a good addition to if you're playing Pong, you can play this rule where, you know, like you're just playing Beirut, and like if someone airballs, you're allowed to catch the ball and yell Sacagawea and throw it at them. And if it hits them in the face, they have to, I think the game's over actually, if you hit them in the face. It's just a nice little addition for when people airball. That's how I play.
That sounds phenomenal, but I thought when people airballed, you caught it.
This is a new rule.
I don't know why it's called Sacagawea.
No, you should be able to whip a beer can at them.
Yeah.
Full. Well. Fuck the ball.
Mean over here.
So aggressive.
They catch it in their mouth.
You shouldn't airball.
That'd be great to watch.
It would be, but
I wouldn't play.
But being on the receiving end of that.
I'm dodging it.
I'm all set.
I would purposely come up short every time. I mean, I don't want
to change. Yeah. It's tough when you get to that last row. You're nervous. Hands start shaking.
Just try to bounce it every time. Hope they knock it over.
Knees are weak.
Huh? What?
He said hands start shaking, so I said knees are weak.
True.
There's vomit on your sweater already.
Spaghetti.
Yeah, that's the one.
The only line I know.
If everyone didn't know we were all white before this podcast, they do now.
I'm not white.
I'm only half white.
I'm clear, baby.
I like that. Just like your stickers that you're printing out.
Hell yeah. What? Yo, you didn't like it.
I'm a fan of this
You
one.
Never like the second beer.
Oh, did we open up the second beer yet?
Yeah.
Slack City over here.
So the second beer we got is Rogue 6. Who's it by?
I love the can.
It's by Rogue, you dip.
Oh, it's by Rogue?
Shit. It's six hop IPA by Rogue.
Oh. Well, they don't make that clear. How am I supposed to know
It was clear to me.
Do you know how many people aren't going to buy this beer because the alcohol content is 6.66?
I can't drink it. I didn't see that. Aren't we in like Lent or something?
Wicked religious.
We are in Lent.
I gave up everything 666 for the next 40 days. So.
I gave up Lent for Lent, though, so it's
picks
fine.
It back up.
I gave up worshiping the devil, but I mean, I guess I got
You gave up worshiping the devil?
I felt that was appropriate for Lent.
I would never give up worshiping the devil. If you're a Satanist, the only time you're allowed to do whatever you want is during Lent. Because it's the anti-Christian.
So it's like their, what's that thing that the...
Rumspringer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this a lot better.
That's what I just fucking... The Rumspringer.
It's got a weird aftertaste to it.
It tastes like a... Hold on.
Sprite.
It tastes like an air drive vent.
What?
What the fuck?
Yo, you ever been outside your house? You ever been outside your house and there's like this, you know, the air dry vent, fucking washing machine vent, dryer vent is coming out.
Yeah, it stinks.
Yeah.
Well, no, mine smells like.
That's what this tastes like. It does.
Yeah, but you like it?
Yeah.
All right.
I want to say this tastes like you're chewing on a rubber ball. I don't know where that comes from. It just, I don't know.
I go like peaches.
No.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys...
I could honestly see the rubber ball. A rubber ball of elastic, like elastic band
ball.
Yeah,
like you're chewing on elastic or something. Yeah,
no, there's a fruitiness there.
You get hit in the back of the throat.
Yeah, there's some kind of weird like powder hanging out in the back of the throat there.
Are you guys okay?
I don't know what's going on.
You're not.
Fucking...
What are you getting over there, Flex?
I fucking like this.
He fucking likes it.
Dude,
some beers have a weird taste, man. You guys ever had Hoegaarden?
No, but I'd like to.
I'd definitely like to visit Hoegaarden.
It's a Belgian... I think it's a Belgian wit or whatever.
Can't do it. The wheat beers, they fuck me up, man.
They make me feel like shit. It tastes like hot dogs. I swear to fucking God.
That'd be the best.
And I was drinking it. Like, one of my friends had it in college or whatever. And we all having it. And I go, this tastes like hot dogs. And they all start shitting on me. And are like, no, it fucking doesn't. So I go on Google and I type in Hoegaarden tastes like. And the first thing that comes up is hot dogs.
He's right.
Man was right.
He was right.
Dude, it's salty. It's weird.
I like a hot dog.
Yeah, but...
You want to drink a hot dog, though?
Growing up, I ate at least 2 hot dogs a day.
Really?
Every single day. For the entirety of my life.
Dude. You might really like it, then.
I might.
Dude, it might be, like, weirdly good to you.
You know what you have to do, though? Is you have to pour ketchup in it.
Ugh. Oh.
Yeah, I'll puke.
That's fucking awful.
You show up to a party with this Hoegaarden. Do you have any ketchup?
And a bottle of ketchup.
I've got this beer. Do you have any ketchup I can mix with it? No?
I need a chaser. You guys got Heinz?
Hell yeah.
Do that thing with the... What's the... fucking McGillicuddy's with the chocolate syrup?
Yeah.
But you do the ketchup first?
A barbershop? Ugh.
What?
You guys ever done a barbershop?
No.
It's where it's chocolate sauce and McGillicuddy's peppermint schnapps. Wicked good.
Why don't they call it like a peppermint patty?
Well, yeah, they should call that. But you basically just like put people in a chair and you put a fucking towel over them like you're going to give them a haircut. But you pour that down their throat.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Is this like a party thing?
Yeah.
So do you guys still go to parties?
Are you guys still going to parties?
No.
You guys are literally.
I went to the dopest bar mitzvah the other day. It was sick.
Are you Jewish?
No.
He's Italian. He can't be Jewish.
Sure you can. He doesn't like the German beer we just had because it's German. Went to the dopest bar mitzvah.
I did not go to a bar mitzvah. Yeah, no, it's a party thing, dude.
I mean, you guys are younger than Binks and I.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Do you guys still party?
Well, I mean,
breweries. Like we stopped partying.
I'm out of the bar.
Before we even started.
Yeah.
I don't
know.
No, party
like
either.
House parties? No.
I get tired and then go
home. I'm going to be 16 next month, dude. Grow up. Come on, you know?
For a second, I believe.
I did too.
All right. So this can, it's lime green with green writing, and it's got 6 hops in the shape of a 6.
I can't read that.
It clearly says rogue.
Green on green is terrible.
I like the, Yeah, this is bad for people that are colorblind.
Well, this proves that I'm not colorblind.
Red-green colorblind.
It's cool. See a straight black can.
So on the back, it says, Dare Risk colorblind. Dream. The hell are they talking about?
Fucking praising the devil, baby.
Dare Risk Dream?
Hail Satan.
That's what his, like, slogan is?
Oh, yeah.
Hail Satan, Dare Risk Dream?
He's an adventurer, yeah. He's a good guy. He believes in all of us.
So you guys got a Hitler beer and a Satan beer on today.
That's what we do.
Evil podcast.
What the fuck is going on?
Oh, boy. I can't. There's a glare behind me, so I can't really see what the writing says.
Flex, can you see it?
I can see it.
All right, read it.
Dedicated to farmers and fermenters. In a bold collaboration with Mother Nature, we grow our own varieties of aroma hops at Rogue Farms in Independence, Oregon. We also string, stake, train, test, trim, separate, sort. I can't read that.
Killer?
Kiln.
Kiln and cool them. Brewmaster John Mayer.
Nope, John Mayer.
John Mayer.
Your body is not the
singer. No, but the singer.
Yep. Meticulously.
It says in parentheses, the singer.
The singer. And it says your body is a wonderland.
Brewmaster John Mayer. God.
Meticulously selected and blended six varieties of our hops to create the big, beautiful bite of our six hop IPA. This is really tough to read.
I like that they don't tell you. They don't go, oh, it's a fruity hops. They let you decide on your own.
Yeah, rubber ball hops.
Why is it? What's 15.5 degree plateau?
You got to Google it.
What's that mean?
Yeah, if you bring it up, you gotta look it up.
Do I? Okay.
Yeah.
It says 87 IBU. I know what that means. 6.66 alcohol percentage.
87 IBU is double what we had before.
Degree of plateau.
It's also got 76 Alcoholics Anonymous approved.
Yeah, 76 alcoholics from Alcoholics Anonymous really enjoy this.
Good thing it's not 66.
I mean, that's pretty bad, though. I mean, wouldn't somebody in Alcoholics Anonymous like love it?
Yeah, you know how dumb I am? I just realized it says Plato, not plateau.
Yeah.
Idiot.
You know, like the philosopher.
Dude. Every day.
The fuck is what I really like
about it,
L.
I think, what I really like about it is the black... You.
Prick.
The black pop top at the top there.
I don't like that. Let me tell you why.
Because it doesn't go with the rest of the can.
No, it makes me think of a koof who paints their thumbnail black.
I'm sorry. Mm, you guys don't know what a koof is?
Kind of.
No, I don't know what a koof is.
There's no way you know what it is. He made up the word.
I literally just mistook the word. What the fuck? I mistook the word Play-Doh for plateau, so I definitely don't know what a koof is.
A koof is, it's like a gothic person.
A goth kid. An emo kid.
Wears all black. All right, all right. Fingernails black. Wears black hoodies when it's 98 degrees outside.
Cuts his wrists and then cries to his mommy about it.
But somehow their dad and their mom are really lovely people and love the shit out of them. But
oh, I love their mom and dad.
Yeah.
They're great people.
Koof's parents usually are. So.
Okay, so this says that... This is saying that the beers that are... Typically, beers are produced at 10 degrees Plato. I don't... It still doesn't say what Plato means, but that's the temperature that the beers are brewed at. And that he's saying that beers are this beer that he's talking about on this website is brewed at 12 degrees Plato, so it has a higher alcohol percentage. So the beer that we're drinking right now is a 15.5 degrees Plato, so it probably has like a higher alcohol content than normal.
Well, here's what Play-Doh is.
They probably said it.
Play-Doh's
a doodoo like substance that children play with, and it's they colored. Can make like
it's delicious.
Yeah,
ayo.
You can like make creatures with it.
Salty.
Often is the color of this.
Oh, it's very salty.
Yeah.
Like Hoegaarden.
I add salt to it, though.
That's nice.
All right. I mean, how do we describe this beer?
Told you, I'm getting peaches.
It's weird.
It's like if you put a rubber band in the laundry and then you made a beer from it.
I would agree with that.
What kind of detergent?
Tide.
Absolutely. All day.
Bleach or?
Nah, no bleach.
What?
Dude.
With the OxyClean.
No.
No?
This isn't an OxyClean taste.
You're not an OxyClean taste.
I like it, though.
You're right. Not the strongest of beers, but it's average, I'd say. Is this an IPA? Of course it's an IPA.
Yep.
It's a six-hop IPA.
Yeah, so it's more than an IPA. I don't
You're
know.
Cunt.
Fuck. Not a fan of it, I'll tell you that much.
Really? Do you normally like IPAs?
Yeah.
Is that like your go-to?
It has become my go-to, yes.
Yeah.
But I like the citrusy IPAs.
Yeah,
this is
yeah.
not so much citrusy. What do you guys have? What do you think?
I like it. It's good.
It's all right.
It's definitely better. It's just, dude, I would love this actually if it weren't for that weird aftertaste.
Which is a huge part of drinking.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I like I really love bitter, bitter beer. But the
got like a just, weird aftertaste sitting in my mouth.
Dude. Yeah. I don't even mind a strange aftertaste, but this is just like too weird for me.
It's off-putting.
Yeah, it's kind of not.
Mayhem?
Strange.
What about the Mayhem?
You were not paying attention, were you?
I like this beer.
Okay.
Why?
Because it's delightful.
You're delightful.
Thank you. Let me take a sip and I'll tell you why.
Go, 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 go.
No, you guys are right.
It sucks.
It's all right. It's not great.
Good, not great.
If you let it sit, take a sip, let it sit, you get the peach. I'm telling you, there's a little bit of peach there. I promise.
Peach.
Whenever I let beer sit in my mouth, it makes my jaw hurt.
That second time I did it, I just got like a copperish taste to it. Like a metally.
Dude,
like,
I wish it said...
Tinny.
I wish it said what hops... It says six hops, but I don't see the list of what hops.
Well, they're rogue hops.
They don't want you to know, because then you'll go out and make it yourself.
Or you'll find out.
Are you like taking pictures? What are you doing over there?
Just
taking a fucking selfie, dude.
I like that. Good respect. Yeah. You got to take the selfie with the mic in front of you. That makes you look legit.
Dude, that's right, man. You read my mind.
See? Where'd the big bird?
Yeah, but then you can't get the dog filter on your face because the microphone's in the way.
Oh, that's true.
Damn, dude, you're a thinker.
Hey.
That's what we do here. That's all we do here.
Dude, just have it in the background.
Have what in the background? The dog filter?
I
want to
take a selfie with one of your fucking gimp masks on.
Do it out. Definitely do it out.
Dude, those things are fucking serious.
We wrestle in those.
Together?
Oh, yeah. Just those.
A pool of beer. Whatever they don't drink.
Pool of beer
in the tub.
It's pouring in there.
Yeah, make sure you oil up first.
KY jelly all over the body.
I mean, we may not look good without it, but once it's on, boom.
Dude, this is turning into that fucking serious show you watch where the girl tries to get people off.
Oh, man, we should try to get on Vivid Radio.
I bet we could.
Yeah.
I don't want to wait on the phone for fucking 3 hours.
We'll call him up sometime.
We'll call him up sometime. You heard it here.
We're going to call Vivid Radio.
The land of broken promises. You heard it here.
We'll pretend to do a circle jerk, or maybe we'll really do one. Hey. Anyways, getting back to the beer. Do we have numbers for it?
I don't.
You don't.
I kind of do.
You kind of do?
Yeah.
You know. Dude, I have a number for this, but it's like adjusted. I want to adjust my last rating on the last beer.
Nope. Can't do that.
I can't do that. Yeah, I can't do that.
You can't change the number. Permanent. We've already done.
Yeah.
That takes away all credibility from everything we've done in the past, which apparently is only three.
It's only three.
Three issues. So, I mean, it's not that bad, right?
Yeah, well, we still have to be credible. You know what feeling I just got after taking a sip? You know that feeling you get when you do a backflip underwater?
Yes.
That's what I just got.
Oh,
fucking beer just went up my nose.
It sucked.
I think I'm going to die.
You look like it.
Someday.
Well, I got a number. I'm just going to throw it out there because I got nothing left to say about this.
I got a number, too.
73.
78.
I'm going to go with 80.
Yeah, there's that aftertaste, dude. I'll go with like a 68.
Ooh, we got the lowest of all of us.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
That's a good range we got.
Hopefully Matt can do his math. 72.
75.
Ooh.
Shit.
I guess we can't have another beer. Nobody got it right.
My calculator did.
Calculator got to get us another beer.
Do got to say thanks to Middleton Beer and Wine, though, for the beer. That's where I bought it. Gonna give him a shout out.
He doesn't say anything. I'll fucking podcast and then.
But I gave
and
him.
Then
that.
I don't know.
I bought
Thank
the fucking
you,
beer.
Middleton Beer.
Yeah.
Well, then I guess I gotta give a shout out to Salem Liquors because that's where I bought the German Rheingeist from.
Yeah.
I gotta give a shout out.
Support your local.
To the Sunoco gas station up the street
for your Bud Light 30 pack.
It's where I bought my Kit Kats.
Ooh.
That's important. Dude.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
You don't like a Kit Kat? I know you guys like Twix.
Kat. Yeah, where are the Kit Kats?
My mommy didn't give me any.
You just
oh, no,
you
she did,
them.
But I ate them all.
You just said you bought them.
Yeah, I ate them.
Ah.
Selfish.
You think I'm going to buy a candy bar and not eat it?
Selfish Who, prick.
If you can buy a candy bar and then not eat it, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, that you have really good self-control.
Or bad self-control because you still bought it.
Why'd you fucking buy it if you're not going to eat it?
Yeah. So you're irresponsible with money.
Okay, I like
But
that.
You're good with not putting sugar in your system.
So you would be a good diabetic?
Yeah. Well, good diet. Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
I mean, you can smell it still. You're just not eating it.
Not me.
Who's going to smell chocolate?
Does chocolate smell good?
I think so.
Dude, you know what's bad? Chocolate beer. Oh, kill
it's gross.
Me.
Gross.
Fucking sucks. Off me right now.
Anything chocolate flavored except for chocolate sucks.
Dude, I don't get... Dude, I have a few friends, but I have one friend in particular who's wicked into, like, chocolate stouts and porters.
They're not good.
Me too.
It's... You have a friend, or you're into that?
No, I have a friend who likes them.
Dude, why?
Put that pen down.
That's they disgusting.
They don't taste like chocolate.
It's disgusting.
I've taken one sip of one, and it sucked.
They taste like Palmer's chocolate. It was also
Narragansett. You were drinking that the other night, right?
Yeah.
Narragansett.
Yeah.
Dude, I told you that.
But Narragansett sucks anyway, so.
Yeah.
They taste like melted Tootsie Rolls and hot pudding.
Dude, oh. I don't like real heavy dark beer like that to begin with. But
I don't know how you enjoy like, a tall glass of that.
Disgusting. Or even coffee beer. Like, love coffee. Coffee beer. Suck my dick. Disgusting.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't mind a coffee.
You like a coffee stout?
Yeah, I don't mind one.
I saw something weird. It was like a bacon beer or something.
Maple bacon?
Yeah.
I saw something like that, too. I'm all set.
I mean, that's something I want to give, like, one sip and then be like, eh.
Yeah.
I don't think try it.
I was looking at the liquor store today, and they had an ale that was aged in bourbon barrels, but with peppers added.
Peppers?
Yeah. I don't need this pepper shit.
Like, orange peppers, red peppers, green peppers?
It just said peppers. I don't need spicy beer.
Dude, that's, like, becoming the trend. Like, if you go to, like, a place like Somerville or, like, Cambridge, that's, like, the new thing is putting, like, spicy foods into, like, alcoholic drinks.
Like, why?
Peppers and
I'm
shit.
All set.
I drink the beer after the spicy food. I don't need them both at the same time.
Maybe in, like, a whiskey, maybe, but not, I don't know.
Nah, I can't even do, like, the cinnamon whiskeys. Not a fan of that.
He doesn't like a Fireball.
No.
You gotta get Cinerator.
I mean, if you're drinking something, you should...
$5 cheaper, quench. 5% higher alcoholic content.
You what?
What were we just fucking talking about?
You want a quench?
I had something on my mind.
Something.
Another trend that happened for a little bit, but I feel like it's died down real quick, was the sours. You ever have a sour beer?
That definitely hasn't died down.
I have another friend who's very into sour. Really? I've had one.
I haven't had one. I want to. It hasn't.
We had one before. When?
On GGC?
In a previous life.
Yep.
We reviewed one, and it was
really?
I don't remember
extremely
it.
Off-putting.
I don't remember it.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you gotta... It's probably like... I mean, it's probably like an IPA or like sushi in the sense that like you need to acquire that taste to like it. You know what I mean?
Like, it's purposely, like, they purposely infect it.
They purposely make it fucking horrible.
They make it a bad beer on purpose.
Yeah.
It's like controlled spoilage. It's like if you have a steak and you dry age it.
No, you guys should totally do a review of a sour.
Yeah, next week.
We have.
I don't remember.
We'll do it again.
We'll do it again.
I wasn't there the first time, but
no.
I'll buy it.
Next week's my week anyways. I don't care.
Yeah, you want to bring it in, I'll drink it, but not giving a good number.
Well, what if it's delicious?
Yeah, don't go on
that. If
it's
delicious, hey, then good on them. But the one we had before, it kind of turned me off entirely.
So is your review system how much you like the beer or how good of a beer you think it is?
It's very biased on how we...
On how you perceive it. Yeah, okay.
But oddly, it's always somewhat in the same range. Like, I'm not a fan of porters.
I do like a porter.
He likes a porter.
I like a stout. I do like a stout. Okay.
But I will give a porter its fair share. Like, I'll say I'm not a fan of them, but when it comes to a porter, and I'm not a porter drinker, this is pretty good.
I do try to be, like, fair. Like, I'm not, like, a prick.
Yeah.
Especially with Molotov cocktail.
I tried to drink that again, and it ended. It turned into a drain pour.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine was right from the first sip.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Literally, like, 2 seconds into the podcast, he's like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
That was not a good beer.
Fuck Evil Twin Brewing.
No, they actually have good beer.
All right, well, I'll try another.
We'll have to have another
Molotov
one.
Cocktail. I actually saw a light version of that.
Did you see the regular one? I want the one without the fucking orange and citrusy bullshit added.
Yeah, that sucks.
Well.
Is that it?
What?
Are you fellas done?
I had a burp. I didn't want it to be on air.
We paused there.
Well, I apologize. I didn't know I was that integral to the conversation.
Do you have any jokes you can tell us? I know that's kind of a shitty thing to do to a comedian. But
yeah.
If you don't, that's fine. I don't give a fuck.
No, it's fine.
Pull up the notes on your phone.
I got plenty of shit in there.
All right.
Want me to tell about the time we almost got arrested for throwing donuts in Danvers?
I don't know if that's a good idea, but you can.
I won't say it then.
I'm kind of mad at you for wasting donuts.
Yeah.
I'm kind of mad at you for bringing up something that sounded so fun and then not telling us about it.
Yeah, I just forget. We can't really talk about those things, huh, Sean?
It's okay.
Who? No, it's fine. Who's Sean?
Flex.
Oh, Flex.
You start calling him that all the time now.
So where's like the largest venue you've
performed? I've not played any large venues.
Improv Boston's not that small.
Yeah. I mean
it may not be like a
It's
big
like a
place,
small but... comedy club, so maybe like 40 people or something.
Oh, I've performed in front of more than 40 people.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, no.
Yeah, so have I. At your wedding. It was more than 40 people.
Oh, yeah. Actually, no, I take that back. One of the largest audiences I've ever performed in front of was in my sixth grade talent show. Probably like 250 people.
Were you telling jokes?
Yeah, I was doing
No
comedy.
Shit, you've been doing this since...
Well, that's dude, I did a... Following not, your dreams, I did yeah. a... I did like a comedy routine and I Lip-sync was... I impersonated Steve Irwin.
Oh. I don't want to hear this.
And then, he nope. died.
I don't want to hear this.
You killed him.
Shortly after I did that.
You killed Steve Irwin.
And I have this vivid memory of like me being on stage and looking out in the crowd and looking at my religion teacher, shout out Miss Bell, and she was laughing hysterically. And then because of my Steve Irwin impression. And then shortly after that, both she and Steve Irwin died.
Damn. Oh. R.I.P.
You killed your teacher.
Yeah, I really sometimes think that. So, needless to say, I took a long break from stand-up comedy.
I'm not mad at you for killing your teacher, but I'm mad at you for killing Steve Irwin because he was a personal hero of mine.
True fact. Not even not even kidding.
Have you seen his son?
He's just like him.
His son's weird, though.
He's wannabe.
He was kind of weird himself.
Yeah, he was weird.
He's a wannabe.
He is a wannabe. Yeah. Ah, Lil Irwin, what up, dude? If you're listening to this, big fan, bro. But cut the shit, man. You're not your dad.
You think he's still sticking thumbs up animals' bums?
He never did that. Right? That was South Park.
That's how you find out if they're a male or a female.
Certain animals, yeah. Not all animals.
Dude. You got a stingray took out Steve Irwin. That's the most.
Let's not talk about
that's the most bitch ass. That's the most bitch ass move ever.
Bro, you got killed by a stingray. He could have gone out.
Dick.
I would feel the most bitch-ass way of getting killed by an animal is choking on a piece of steak.
All right.
Maybe a piece of chicken.
I can't argue with that.
Right. But this, dude, this was a flaccid stingray.
Stingrays are literally like one for like 500,000 versus people. And yeah, that one KO is
got him.
Is Steve Irwin, dude.
Hey, you know what?
They took down the Muhammad Ali of... crocodile.
Let's like change subjects here.
They're like the most peaceful animal ever.
He's getting emotional.
Don't make me cry.
Sorry, guys.
It's been what?
Should we go back to the Holocaust?
Like 15 years.
Let's go back to the Holocaust. Okay. I like
let's
that.
Go back.
Yeah.
That,
you're
that,
right. You're
that's
so
a
right.
Better time to talk about.
Everyone appreciates a good Holocaust story.
That's true.
No one wants to hear about Steve Irwin dying, though.
Story, maybe not joke. Yeah. I mean, can you joke about the Holocaust yet?
I joke about everything.
Yeah.
How long between a time period can something
if you can't joke about something? You're a fucking asshole.
Yeah, you got it.
I still wouldn't really want to joke about 9/11.
I don't mind anymore.
People do. You think you're just going to be unapologetic? I wouldn't, but...
Just be like Anthony Jeselnik.
I wouldn't, but... Yeah. Yes,
that guy sucks.
That guy did it right after the Boston Marathon bombings.
He is...
Literally, while it was going on, I think
his,
he made a joke
about
it.
That's his thing, though. You know what I mean?
He's like, a Daniel Tosh wannabe, is what he is.
No, Daniel Tosh wouldn't go that far.
Daniel Tosh is actually funny, but Anthony Jeselnik tries to be just like him. He's nothing like him.
Dude, he's awesome.
Can we get those toys away from these kids and make it too much
yeah,
noise?
Yeah, sorry, I apologize. I get fidgety.
All right, so your type of comedy, are you like observational?
Are you like a Tom Green? Are you like a Tom Green?
No, didn't.
Do you know who Tom Green is?
Yeah, didn't. That guy's a weird dude, right?
He's very weird.
He was inspirational to me. He was one of my inspirations.
You pee that quick?
My
fucking, hell yeah.
Fucking.
Small blood.
No, yeah.
Fucking shoots like a shotgun, like boom, done.
Now he would hump dead animals.
Yeah, that's what the Eminem lyric is about, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess
humping
so.
A dead moose, something like that.
I don't think he actually humped a dead animal, but he did suck milk from a cow's teeth.
Yep,
he must have. It's in a Tom Green humped a dead moose. You know?
Yeah, but lyric. I mean, he also rapped about killing people. And
yeah, okay.
He didn't actually
that's
do
a good
that.
Point. Yeah, no, I don't know. I'm not too familiar.
He
with
did
Tom
the
Green.
Bum Bum song. Are you familiar with the Bum Bum song?
On what was?
Are you familiar with TRL?
TRL.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it hit number one on TRL, and then he immediately retired it because he's a great guy.
That's legendary. Good for him. The Bum Bum song.
Yeah, it was. I'll look it up. AKA Lonely Swedish.
He was funny for a little period of time, and then he got just fucking weird.
Well, that's good.
That happens to so many people, man.
His he had like
myself
a,
included.
He had like a side host. What was it? A co-host? Glenn.
Glenn
was likes it? His sister's boobies.
Glenn likes his. Was it Glenn who didn't like pennies?
Yeah, he did not like the smell of pennies.
He didn't like the smell of pennies.
Actually, this fuck? Beer kind of tastes like pennies.
So, I know, copper. I said that.
Interesting.
So, well, so he just dropped like a shit ton of them on him, and he was putting them in his mouth and stuff.
Ugh, that's gross.
What the?
Remember,
I love Tom Green. I miss Tom Green.
My grandmother used to wash her change.
She used to wash it?
That's yeah. smart, because change is disgusting.
It's gross, right?
Yes. All
but that's also pretty disgusting. Neurotic of a fucking human being to do that.
You know
but,
what?
Now, did she just leave it in her pants and throw it in the washing machine, or did no, she
like in the
put
sink.
It in the sink?
Yeah, in the sink.
And scrubbed
old
it?
Old school Italian. Let me wash my change. You got the nickels over here.
Stupid.
Gather around. Give me your quarter, Sean.
No.
I almost spilled a second beer.
Wait, you spilled another beer?
It didn't actually spill. It landed perfectly so that nothing came out.
I hope not. I didn't see it. Was I in the bathroom?
I didn't feel for it. You were.
All right, all right.
Tried doing a trick with the can. Didn't work.
That's another thing that kids are doing these days. The water bottle flip. Yeah. You guys aren't doing that, are you?
No. I don't. No, yes.
Not a kid.
He's yes. saying kids in their water bottle flips.
He's man, everywhere.
He's fucking kids.
I don't care about that shit. I do want to hear about your comedy, though. We had you on because we wanted to hear about it.
Okay, let me see. What have I been talking about recently?
Well, how'd you get into it? Like, did...
Dude, I talk... Dude,
like, did you just one day go up at a...
Yeah, I went to, like, an open mic at the Middle East in Cambridge, which is, like, a brutal... But shout out to Rob Crean. It is one of the best open mics in Boston. And then I did a few open mics. I went to UMass Amherst. I did a few open mics there. I talked about, fucking Game of Thrones, how it's, the show is so pro woman, but Daenerys, the major scene for her in that entire show is when she learns to ride cock. I don't know if you remember. Do you remember when Drago's like fucking her from behind?
Yep.
And then the music gets intense and she's like, no. And she like gets on top of him.
Yep.
And then she starts riding him.
I remember
and
that.
It's like, it's like a major plot change where she goes from like dominated
she
girl
a badass
to the
point.
Queen. Yeah. Because she, yeah. But
she tamed the wild horse.
Yeah, she did.
Is that really what it is?
Oh yeah.
I didn't watch that show. I still don't watch that show.
That was season one, I believe.
Yeah.
Not for
she
me.
Naked a lot.
Too many now characters. She won't because she's too big of a star.
Ah,
too
many. I fucking hate when that.
Isn't that
happens.
Weird? Yeah.
Too many characters.
But yeah, it's weird. Like she already did it. Like she's already yeah. on screen.
Stick
yeah.
with
like,
stick with what made you famous.
Your shit's out there yeah. already. I've masturbated to it so many times. Just fucking do it again.
So yes. Yeah, so
we need new material.
Yeah. So many. Yeah. So I don't know. Just open mics, dude. All
right.
Yeah.
Like I mean, it's so weird though, because like it's almost an unnatural thing getting up in front of people.
Yeah, it's pretty funny when you're just doing horrible and no one's laughing. I kind of see that's another thing. I find that funny. Like, I'll start laughing. I'll be like,
yeah, I mean, yeah, you have you know to mean? Kind of be lighthearted about it.
Yeah. No, Matt, yeah. Matt's yeah. getting nervous. Bad. Yeah. I don't know. I think that's funny. But when people are shaking, they go up there with their notes and their voice is okay, but you look at their hand and then it's like very wavering. Like, if they're holding a compass, there's no way they'd find their way home. Type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get it. It's a joke. I get it. Thank you. That one didn't go over well. You're bombing right now.
All right. We can cut that out, right? Awesome. And time out. Okay, time in.
Nice. No, that's all right, man. We all make mistakes. We all tell jokes that we that aren't funny. I do it all the time. My whole life is a joke.
That's true.
So just a fact.
With all the stand-up comedians out there, I mean, there's a lot of them. Who, mm-hmm. What kind of style, like, who would you say you resemble the most?
Kevin Hart, I think.
The O'Vaughn.
Definitely Kevin Hart.
Just looking at his boots, I'm going to say Kevin Hart.
Listen, boys, let me tell you something. You guys know Dwayne Johnson.
Boom. Ladies
I just
gentlemen.
Get on stage and do that.
Ladies
and
gentlemen, Kevin
then
Hart
Then I just
here.
Walk off stage. I'm the whitest kid you've ever met.
That'd be awesome.
And a foot taller.
Yeah.
I'd crack up. What the fuck was that? Let's get some more of that kid out here.
That might get a standing ovation from me.
Dude, I don't know. There's so many good comedians that have come out of Boston. Like all, like Louis C.K., Bill Burr, fucking Dane Cook came out of Boston.
You call him a good
Joe
comedian?
Joe Rogan. Well, yeah. I mean, we all know. He was like the biggest in the world at one point. So
because he took from everyone else.
Yeah, I mean, he did.
I saw Bill Burr not too long ago
at the bank.
Comics Come Home.
Oh, really? Yeah. For the with like Dennis Leary and
Is
Jimmy Fallon there this year?
He wasn't there, but this year I guess it was last year. It was when Wanda Sykes went on this whole rant and everybody started fucking booing her.
No way,
dude. At the TD Garden, I've never felt more uncomfortable in my entire life.
That's awesome, dude.
It was crazy.
It's my goal to be booed by an arena of people.
To be hated by
people. We're starting at this podcast. Just, I want to bomb at a podcast, and then we'll work our way up to bombing at arenas.
Wait, halfway there.
Yeah, this podcast bombs every week.
That is something we are experts at.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. There's a lot of good. I don't know if you know Patrice O'Neal.
He's dead.
Yeah, dude, his shit was so good back in the day too.
What do you think of Mike Birbiglia?
Dude, I just
Birbiglebutt.
He just came out with a new hour, didn't he?
Yeah, on
Netflix. I haven't watched it yet. How is it? You seen it?
I mean, it's not his best stuff, but I think he's hilarious. Yeah, just how down on himself.
Yeah, dude.
He had one that was like My Girlfriend's Boyfriend. Yeah, the name of the show.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Joey Bag of Donuts.
Huh?
That was his brother.
Yeah.
I used to like comedy a lot.
I used to listen back to the Pandora Station.
Mitch Hedberg. Mitch Hedberg, you know Mitch Hedberg?
Oh, dude, what a legend, man.
Yeah, see, he knows.
So many legends. Isn't that the guy one that liners.
Plays Napoleon Dynamite?
Dude, you want to talk about bombing? No, Mitch Hedberg is dead. There's some great videos of him bombing.
Dude, he bombed all the time.
He bombed on his,
He was ahead of his time, though.
Yeah, he was. He bombed on his, Comedy Central debut. Just, shit the absolute bed.
Dude, you know, he wore those sunglasses because he had anxiety and he, couldn't be in front of people.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So it's like Big Daddy, the kid with the glasses that made him invisible.
Yeah.
That actually works.
He overdosed on drugs.
Good for him.
And that's why he's dead.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
You don't have to say that every time someone's dead, you know. Maybe some people don't want to rest in peace.
Maybe he's just trying to become the Undertaker. I mean, shit.
Yeah, dude. Of being a dick.
Yeah.
Say something nice.
Yeah. Everything he says, you're on his back.
I love Flex.
Yeah. Creep.
Yeah. I am a creep. I'm trying to think of some more comedians I really enjoyed growing up. Andy Dick?
No.
He's
no,
not a comedian.
I hated him. And Kathy Griffin. Him. Also, fuck her. She's like the female version of Andy Dick.
Yeah.
Annoying as shit. There's a lot of bad ones out there.
There's one that I've been into lately. John Mulaney.
Oh, John Mulaney, dude. Yeah, he's a good. Yeah, he's good. He's in Jim Gaffigan's show a decent amount.
He's another guy. It's fucking hilarious.
Does Jim Gaffigan still have a show?
Yeah, dude. And Jim Gaffigan was what's the dude? Oh, Ed Helms. I'm pretty sure Ed. So I work in Newburyport. I work in Lynn too. But
unfortunately,
yeah. And Ed Helms, I'm pretty sure has a house in Newburyport. And Jim Gaffigan was there for a whole month of the summer. And in Salem as well, just hanging out.
Gross.
Dude, yeah. It's just weird when you see people.
I don't know why all these celebrities want to come to this fucking area. It sucks.
I don't know, dude. This area kind of attracts those type of people.
Who is the fucking guy we saw at? It's not a celebrity, but.
Who?
Billy Costa. At 7-Eleven.
Oh, that's again. Fucking Billy Costa.
Oh, that's you. He told that Billy Costa.
Fuck Billy Costa, bro. No, fuck two local celebrities that can literally go fuck themselves is A, Billy Costa, and B, Barry Feinfuck.
Barry Feinstein?
Yeah, fuck that guy. He's for sure a local celebrity.
He's had the same fucking commercial.
Yo, that dude working out at Planet Fitness.
He would go to Planet.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, that guy is brutal, man.
I absolutely guarantee you.
He's just there looking for people to fucking drop weights on their feet.
Dude, we were doing
what the fuck are you doing?
Jesus Christ. You okay?
Oh my God.
You need to hire Barry Feinstein to go repair that.
I'm going
to
hire Barry Feinstein to sue you for fucking.
It's like I just rubbed my neck and
spitting all over my house.
We did a fundraiser, a car wash fundraiser for my cross country team in high school, and Barry Feinstein pulled up to the restaurant next to where we were doing it, and we were like, Barry, can you donate? He pulled up in a $150,000 Mercedes convertible, and we're like, Barry, we love you, donate to our team, and he gives us the fucking gun hands, ba-da-ba,
fucking
like that, and then walks into the restaurant, and we're like, go fuck yourself, Barry.
Catch you on the flip side. Where was
this? This is he went
it's probably to, like a shitty restaurant. Too.
It was West Peabody in the fucking
Sopinos.
It went to fucking Su Chang's
Family Fair.
Yeah,
Oh my god.
No way.
Yeah, I walked out of that place once because I saw a rat running around the floor. I probably shouldn't be saying this, but you know.
Nah, fuck them.
Yeah, no one listens. That's why we do this.
See rats in my work all the time.
We won't say
this motherfucker over here is a rat.
He's taking down his own business over there.
Just being honest.
Well, I mean, if your building goes under, do you still get paid like time off? Or...
No, no, no. They fuck you over.
Really?
We're not union.
Oh.
Hmm.
Yeah. But fuck that. Who cares? Let's talk about fun stuff.
Bear.
Yeah, fuck Barry Feinstein, dude.
Fucking Barry
Feinstein. He's not my type. I don't.
You wouldn't
get with date him?
No. It's nice Jufro.
Yeah.
You wouldn't try his hot dog?
No, no.
That wasn't you.
He blended it up.
Wasn't
into
me.
A,
was it you?
Bear.
Oh, shit, it was. Oh.
Yeah.
Come on.
There's a lot of...
Are we calling this? You got a bazounce?
Not at the moment.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, when we have a silence like that, I think it might be time.
Well, last week was a bit of emergency. This week, not so much.
All right. Everything okay?
Oh yeah, good. Back to the comedy. I mean, I want to know more about. Like, have you?
Yeah. What's it feel like to get up in front of a crowd? Like, have you ever killed?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're not in jail?
Not recently. Ayo, you sure you don't want to try it too? That's
yeah.
Good.
No, like after you like you have a really good set, you like I mean you gotta feel
you're
like you're on cloud
you're
nine.
Like, oh
after.
Fuck, you're like oh no, this isn't a big deal. And you go into the bathroom and you look in the mirror and you're like, yes, I made it. I'm B Rabbit. Nah, I don't know. There's the good thing is always like so many. I don't know. There's so many good comedians in this area. So even if you do well, there's always someone that's like doing way better than you. It's a good thing.
So who's motivation. That fucking old guy that always does the benefits that you go to.
Which one? Is that your dream to play at Giggles?
Not
at Prince Pizza?
Yeah, hell yeah. that's the spot right there.
Kowloons and
free pasta.
Oh hell yeah.
Carb up, dude. You're trying to carb up. That's what I'm trying to do. Career goals.
I don't know.
I can't remember the old guy's name, but he's in a couple movies. He's in like Ted 2. He's got like a really small part.
Mark Wahlberg?
No.
Nah, he's like an old dude. Like, he's like 70s, 80s.
Yeah, he's always like the fucking headliner, but he sucks.
Donnie? Wahlberg?
No. No, he's not the headliner. He's not the headliner of Ted. He's the headliner of fucking Prince Pizza.
Oh.
Yeah. No, like, he's pretty big, though. I mean, like, he did the
he was in Sopranos.
I saw at TD Garden. So, like, say he sees one of his sets. He's like, hey, kid, I want you to write jokes for me.
Yeah,
like, you on
this motherfucker ain't writing jokes for himself.
No comedian writes jokes like they start.
You don't write jokes.
Well, that's like a big issue. A lot of comedians that get hired to write for people don't do well because they say like if they do write a good joke, they just save it for themselves. Yeah. So they just give all their shitty jokes to people.
Yeah,
Lenny Clark.
Lenny Clark. That's the one.
His brother owns
veteran.
His brother owns Giggles Comedy Club.
Oh, so that's why he's always there.
No, that makes sense. Yeah. He was at the
otherwise they'd be like, we don't want you, Lenny Clark.
Okay.
He was at Comics Come Home, so he does a name for himself.
Yeah, I think Bill Burr is like always the biggest name at that thing.
Yeah, he was.
He's the fucking best dude.
At Prince?
God damn.
Yeah,
Prince?
Bill Burr.
At Prince Pizza.
Bill Burr's
Prince,
always at
like
Prince
the,
Pizza.
It's
bullshit.
No, it's like
Comics, yeah.
Big name comic comes up to you and says he wants you to write jokes for him. Like, are you on board for that? I mean,
yeah,
it's obviously a step up for you.
For sure.
You ever see that movie Funny People?
Yeah, with Seth Rogen.
And Adam Sandler, which movie wasn't funny?
Yeah, I for sure would.
Probably the most depressing movie ever.
It was incredibly depressing.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to pay me $10? Yeah, I'll do it.
I mean, it gets your name out there, man. I mean,
does it, though?
They don't go.
This guy's writing.
Or
my
you're
jokes.
Gonna let me
they
hang
go,
out on set
jokes.
And eat
this guy
free
just
ham
follows
sandwiches?
Me
yeah, I'll do it.
Well, that too. I mean,
oh, wait, aren't you kosher? Jewish, right?
No, I'm not.
No?
Oh. Just Italian.
I'm not kosher. I'm just
Italiano.
I make Auschwitz jokes like I am, but I'm not.
All right. So you can joke about the Holocaust.
No, yeah. I'm not. Yeah, that's about it. That's the goal. Pasta.
Giggles. Pasta. Get to the
free
fucking
pasta.
Carb up, dude. You guys ever carved up before?
Like... On
I've
purpose?
I've been carving up for the past 30 years.
I carved up on accident.
What do you think the most... What's the most you've ever eaten?
When?
Do you have a meal that you remember as like, oh, fuck, I ate a lot?
No, I don't.
These things.
I like how you shake the can.
How much do you think you could eat if you had to? If you had to,
dude, I eat like a fucking bird, man. I don't need to eat. I can go days without eating and be fine.
I think the most. What's,
what about pizza? Pizza's good. You ever ate a whole pizza yourself?
Yeah, yeah, I've eaten a whole pizza. Really? A Prince pizza, yeah.
Really?
We go to these comedy nights and they have free unlimited pizza.
So you've eaten a whole pizza?
Oh, yeah.
Eight slices?
More than eight.
Dude, that's crazy.
No, it's not.
Nah, that's pretty crazy.
Have you ever seen a Prince pizza? Yeah, they're Prince smaller than regular.
Pizzas. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, pizza's pretty like.
It's not true.
It's not straight across the board. Well, it's just saying. It's
also,
not,
I mean, I've eaten a whole pizza.
Every pizza's not the same.
You're not being like exact either. Like, I've eaten a whole pizza, but yeah, it wasn't in one sitting.
No, I do that all the time. I meant like a sitting, yeah.
Yeah, no, I've eaten a whole Prince pizza. I mean, I've eaten a whole Elio's pizza in one sitting, too.
Really?
And then I threw up after because Elio's pizza's the fucking worst.
How dare you? How dare you, sir?
Damn.
I think I mean, there's one time I can remember that I felt awful after eating. Like, I thought I was going to die. What'd you eat? There was a 16-ounce prime rib.
Damn.
You know, without the mashed potatoes on the side. And
you ate all the sides?
Oh, yeah. It was actually my birthday. You were there.
Was it?
It was at Bugaboo Creek.
Well, you drunk.
We.
I love a Bugaboo. You guys don't know Bugaboo.
Bugaboo? No, I know Bugaboo, yeah, bro. Bugaboo?
With the moose.
Yeah. Bro, you think I don't know Bugaboo,
they got
them
mushrooms, dude. Those that's mushrooms right,
yo,
are
yo, with
fucking
that talking moose?
Yeah.
Yo.
But yeah, I was there, and I thought I was going
to. Where do you think that moose went, dude?
Which
after
one?
They shut it down?
Dude, there's more than one Bugaboo. Dude, you can go to Portsmouth and get some Bugaboo right now.
No, I'm just saying, that particular one in Peabody, where do you think that moose went?
It's at his house.
It's on top of the No Show Mall.
You have it?
Oh, yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a piece of history.
$30. They gave it away. They wanted somebody to haul it out of
it. Was $30 to give it to him, or it was fucking $300 to get it hauled away.
Honestly,
they were like, take it.
The food was probably kind of shit, but
no,
the ambiance.
No, they killed the prime rib there.
Really?
Prime rib.
They fucking
the
kill it.
The
au jus, magnificent.
The what?
The au jus.
Now it's a container store.
The sauce they use, man.
Oh, the au jus.
He talks about Steve Irwin dying. You talk about the container store. These tragic times in my life.
These kids don't know.
I never had a
I'm
tough
not
life.
A kid.
Bugaboo Creek. Oh, I used to remember the Cracker Barrel. You ever go there?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I've been to Cracker Barrel, but in the south, not here.
I've been to the Cracker Barrel in,
where the fuck is
like, Foxborough? Merrimack? I don't know. There's an outlet somewhere.
There's one in, like, Salem, New Hampshire, but the only one I've been to is South Carolina.
Dude, I went to a Cracker Barrel in South Carolina, right on 95?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I've
never felt so bonded to anyone in my life. To that particular Cracker Barrel?
Yeah, not trying to either. Like, just driving down to Florida and back. Because I do that almost every year.
Yeah.
So, the fucking three times, you're like, oh my god.
It's so dumb to go to a Cracker Barrel in the South because you're going to a Southern-themed restaurant in the South when you could just go to an actual Southern restaurant.
I didn't want to go. Just my wife wanted to go, so I'm like,
yeah,
I gotta
dude.
Go to fucking
I was on a road trip with a bunch of people.
Gotta get fucking macaroni and cheese like I could get at home.
Dude, that's, yeah. Wow, that's weird. We've been to the same Cracker Barrel. Shout out Cracker Barrel, South Carolina.
Yeah, that is very weird, though.
That is weird.
Might be more than one.
Sean, you ever been to a Cracker Barrel?
No. I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's not. But you don't want to go. Unless you want to buy a...
I'll just make mac and cheese.
A rocking chair.
Yeah, what the fuck's up with that store? There's nothing good in there.
Dude, it's like a restaurant, but then they have rocking chairs that they sell.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Think about if I ever, yo, if you brought that idea onto Shark Tank, they would literally laugh you off the show. But
I'm
somehow,
confused.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Can you take the rocking chair and bring it to the dining table with you?
No, that's a good idea, though. If you buy it, you should be able to do that.
Yeah, I'm fucking walking right in there with it.
You feel a little bit racist going there?
Kind of.
You might not be racist, but
no,
you feel racist
going
there because you're white and the staff is usually.
Yeah.
Black and larger ladies.
Yeah, dude, I could see that.
Intimidating.
Back you up on that. There's always a fireplace with like a little slave by it.
Yeah, just fucking sitting there whittling or whatever the fuck they do.
Yeah.
Nah. Missing out on all the fun conversation.
I had to go pee. That was a fucking long ass pee, too.
All right, well, I'm up.
When you're writing a joke, where does your inspiration come from?
Sometimes I just think, what is the what's the, like the least funny piece of shit thing I can say, and then I just write it down and I go on stage and I say it, and I just the most piece of shit way, and I hope it's not funny.
So the opposite of that?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah,
you could say that. Yeah,
because I was like, like legit, I was trying to, because someone I knew was like, yeah, you're pretty funny when it comes to like improv and shit. And this was a long time ago. I've lost my funny bone. I don't know where it went, but it's gone.
Dry now.
Oh, it wasn't wet.
Dry air.
What?
I don't know.
So you're trying to write comedy?
Like I just write things. Like I'd observe things and I'd be like.
Yeah, that's the best.
Like I'd be like, oh, like everyone made a big deal about how my brother grew like 4 inches like over the summer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's really not a big deal because I can do that in like 30 seconds.
Yeah. That's pretty
like that's graphic. That's a penis joke.
That's pretty great. Dude, but, people love those dick jokes at open mics.
But I mean, you didn't like it, so.
No, I kind of liked it.
I mean, I worded better somewhere else.
It was good.
I haven't done that one in a while.
Dude, a lot of, I don't know, it's just like through experience. Like, dude, me, how much funny shit do we see on a daily, like, I don't know why, like, me and whatever,
dude, like, that's the thing,
me and Flex are driving around, dude, we always see the weirdest shit. People that fucking, we used to just do like, we used to tape cups to the top of our car when we were younger and drive around so that people would think that there was like a coffee cup on the top of our car, that we left it there, but we'd tape it. It would literally be driving like 60 miles an hour around turns. So and the coffee cup would just be chilling on the top.
That's funny.
Or like through the mall park.
Yeah, like, so people would be grabbing.
Everybody's trying. It was like a Saturday afternoon and everybody's like, you have a cup on your roof.
Yeah.
Like I would just drive around with the windows down screaming like lyrics to like Alice in Chains songs.
We used to do that. Well, we used to try to rap battle people.
But like I wasn't like.
I didn't.
Like I was That's legit you. Screaming. I'm like. Yeah. With the windows down. Not trying to sing, just screaming them at people.
Screaming at people, yeah. Now, the best is when someone's putting their groceries like in their trunk in a parking lot.
I'm dying.
And like their whole body's in the trunk, and then you drive by and you yell, and then they like have to take a step back and look around. It like totally distracts them from the entire thing that they're engaged in. I like doing stuff like that. Getting their mindset out of things.
So they're like, what the fuck was I doing?
Throwing them off.
Yeah, just going to throw people off.
Like, I really used to be funny, but, like, it, like I hit an age and it went away.
Really?
Like, yeah, don't let that happen to you.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Can I ask how old you are or no?
Yeah, I'm...
Well, how old do you think he is?
Yeah, you want to take a guess?
I mean, somewhere probably mid-50s.
Yeah, pretty close. Pretty close. 29.
All right. No, yeah, that, I would have thought that. I would have thought that. That would have been my guess.
Hairline gives me away, but...
No.
That's why I shave my head now.
Do you?
Besides
you,
being
you got to make the choice at some point,
besides
right?
Besides being a skinhead, yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. When did you make the decision to do that?
I think last Wednesday.
No, for real, that recent?
Well, yeah, that's when... Like, I've been going smaller and smaller. I was like, oh, three. Three's fine.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I got to do a two. And now I'm at a one, so it's not going to be much longer.
Yeah, we all got to do that at some point.
It's you know, it's like a race. Like it's like fuck you, Mother Nature. I'm going to be bald before you force me to be bald.
Yeah,
not you though. You'll never be bald. Do you straighten your hair? What the fuck's wrong with you?
I've been using a new product.
I can tell.
Have you?
Looks like he curls it.
No, my hair is incredibly curly naturally.
He can have a fro.
So I've been using Moroccan oil, and it kind of straightens it out, which is nice.
Moroccan oil?
Yeah,
that's wild.
I've never been able to put like a comb through my hair before because it's so curly and fucking gross. But with this stuff, I can.
It actually straightens it?
Pretty much. Well, I wear a hat, oil. So like it's oily. So
it's just any oil that comes from the country of Morocco.
Absolutely.
Is considered Moroccan oil.
Yeah.
So literally petroleum oil.
Sure. And I put a little KY jelly in here at times. Why not? But yeah, I did see something that said if you men who grow beards tend to go bald. And men who do not grow beards.
You fucking always bring up my beard. It's not a consolation prize.
Have a beard and you go.
If I could have a fucking full head of hair and no beard, I would.
I'd trade with you.
Although, I don't really have a chin for no beard, so.
Yeah. Welcome to my life.
The chinless wonder.
No chin and no beard.
Do you shave your neck to, like, accentuate your chin?
No.
Oh, the opposite. If it were you have too much chin? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't have enough chin.
Oh, okay.
It's like fucking, it's in the back of my head.
Okay.
It looks like you can grow a beard.
Nope. They're wrong.
He's got the chin strap.
This is like 800 days plus of no shaving.
This is like a week.
I have horrible facial hair.
You're probably in the best spot right now because you can't grow a beard, right, Flex?
Hell no.
Yeah, so you got a full head of hair. It looks like it's not going anywhere. You got at least like a shadow hair looking like you got a beard.
I got the, yeah, I got that shit facial hair, but okay, regular hair.
I mean, I can grow like a bomb beard.
Yeah, you should do that.
I have.
Like fucking hillbilly straight out of the mountains.
Like, I've had a curly mustache.
Dude, I'm going to tell you something. Beard, the fact that beards are in right now is huge for guys that are balding. That's huge.
That's because they can grow a beard. They are balding. There's nothing they can do about it.
You think so?
Yeah. That's
crazy. What if you couldn't? Matt's Googling it.
No, I was looking at my old jokes.
Say it's reminiscing.
I got one of them about a kid with a Boston accent who asks where the potty is, but they say it like potty. So like I think he's asking for a party, so I send him to my drug dealer, and he's just trying to get to the bathroom.
But he says...
he's like a little 4-year-old kid, and he's trying to get to the potty, but he says potty. Dude? Excuse me, where's the potty, sir? And I send him to the my cocaine dealer.
Does he buy?
Yeah, of course he does. He's a fucking 4-year-old kid from Boston. He's probably done more than cocaine.
That's for sure.
I've got the weirdest fucking notes. So, I guess that could be it, right?
Yeah.
Is that where we're going to end?
Well, pretty much cocaine.
Awkward silence there after cocaine.
On a four-year-old doing cocaine?
Everybody's hitting up the deal.
All right. I'm Maddie Mayhem.
I'm the Banks.
I'm Flex Armstrong.
And I'm Dave Caggiano, Z Italiano.
And this was... the Brusaders Podcast.